climate change has become something of a controversy locally, nationally, and even globally. The topic has even sneaked its way into politics. But Southwest Florida Regional Planning Council's Jim Beaver said despite the speculation, climate change has already impacted temperature in recent years.
Now, we believe that climate change is already occurring, and more climate change is to be expected. We've developed a community consensus in our region that, yes, climate change is occurring. Now, talking about politics earlier, we don't have a consensus as why it's occurring in our community. In fact, we have quite a few very serious conservative Republicans. Our current governor came from this same region, who don't want to talk about the reasons why it's occurring or at the rate it's occurring, but do agree that it's occurring.
Beaver says if left unchecked, climate change will lead to inadequate water supplies, urban flooding, and a degradation of wildlife habitats and water quality. His job is to come up with plans to ensure the worst-case scenario never becomes a reality. He said the implementation of those plans should be welcome to areas like Tampa Bay that are impacted most by climate change.
And we've also looked into the business of climate being an opportunity rather than a detrimental, climate change being an opportunity rather than a detriment for new businesses, for new ways of living in Florida. And working with local governments that are doing things like getting fuel from algae, from biofuels, by going into LEED programs for reducing their energy use, going to buses that use natural gas and other fuels types. So we're looking that way too, and we had a Climate and Energy Committee working upon that.
The conference was held at USF's Patel Center for Global Solutions and included experts from the Netherlands. They were invited to offer ideas on reducing the threats associated with sea level rise and extreme storm surges. The fact that two-thirds of their country lies below sea level has given the Dutch good reason to find innovative ways to reduce threats. One suggestion to Bay Area planners was the implementation of inflatable barriers that would protect Tampa Bay from some of the effects of a large storm surge. But Chuck McCullis of the Institute for Business and Home Safety said man-made structures aren't the only steps to take.
We need to prevent the beach erosion. We need to invest in our natural habitat, our mangroves, oyster beds, the Barrier Islands, wetlands, because they all do serve as buffers, which will help reduce the inundation itself.
The Department of Homeland Security created the Regional Resiliency Program to address issues involving catastrophic events in areas that are likely to be affected by natural disasters. In this area, that translates to the possibility of a widespread storm surge resulting from a hurricane or tropical storm. Ollie Gagnon III is Homeland Security's Regional Protective Security Advisor.
What we're trying to do is to help leverage some capabilities to help with the national effort to protect critical infrastructure. And the National Infrastructure Protection Plan is kind of our guidance to do that.
Protection of life and property isn't the only concern for officials, though. Emergency Management's Holly Wade said threats concerning large storms play a role in economic development as well. She said careful thought is needed when determining the placement of emergency facilities, but it was also necessary to ease the minds of prospective businesses when competing for their presence in the Bay Area.
We do have a convention coming in 2012 that for the last bid, they took a look at us and they said, well, you guys have hurricanes. We don't want to come here. This time we looked at it, we said, you're right, we have hurricanes. Here's what we can do to mitigate that. Here's what we can do to prevent any danger to your delegates. And as a result, we have that coming into our community.
Links to more information about disaster safety and resilient Tampa Bay can be found on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Janelle Irwin.